Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. It is 2021, our first edition. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone is Julian Coe from SG Karma. I almost forgot your name. It's been a year since I last spoke to you.
I know. You hesitated for a bit and I was just wondering, what on earth is she doing?
What is his name again? The short one.
Yes, the pint-sized one.
That one. The fun-sized, pint-sized, whatever. That one. Okay, so Audis, we haven't really talked about them a lot in the last few months for whatever reason. I mean, the thing is, it's not like they're bad cars, quite the opposite. They're great cars, but they just never came up. So we're going to fix that today, Audi, and we're going to talk about the Audis. Now, the reason why I thought this would be interesting and we're going backwards from the way we normally do it is this. The first tender, the first COE tender of the year, which was just, what, yesterday, prices kind of weren't changed from, you know, the previous one. It was a bit mixed, right?
Yeah.
Up for 1600, a tad higher for some of the bigger cars. And then, you know, the question, of course, is, are people going to be buying cars in 2021? There is still economic uncertainty, and everyone is concerned about the supply of COEs for 2021. So far, they're saying not going to be changed very much, but I don't know, as the year unfolds, if that's going to change.
Well, I mean, it's, you know how it is, right?
Yes.
We're always saying people, we are not too sure whether people are actually still going to buy cars because of economic uncertainties and all that kind of stuff. And before you know it, there are a lot of new cars on the road.
Yes, there are, because some people absolutely need to have cars.
Yep.
And if you absolutely need to have cars and you are dinks, as in double income, no kids kind of couples, then I know a lot of people actually think the Audi A1 Sportback is adorable. Yes, I use the word adorable because that's the word they use on me. I have never, ever thought a car was adorable. I'm just saying for the record, it's handsome, it's cute, it's nippy, it's whatever, but adorable?
You are not adorable. I don't know. Yes, but the A1 Sportback, the A1 is adorable. And I don't even think you need to be a married couple with no kids, dual income. I mean, I've got two kids now.
You can't have an A1, I'm just saying.
I know, but I really like the car. That's the thing. I'm saying I really like the car. It could be your second car if you could afford it.
You mean it could be the wife's car if you could afford it?
Yeah, probably. I mean, once in a while, you know.
Full retail, it is not the cheapest car out there. The Audi A1 Sportback right now lists at $133,000. Mm-hmm, that's quite high for a smallish car.
Yeah, but I'm sure the transactor would be a lot lower.
Of course. That's between a potential buyer and the salesman on the floor.
Oh, of course.
But, you know, the thing is, this is a car that is 1 litre. It's turbo, TFSI. You know what that means. TFSI S, Tronic S line. Okay, so
yes.
I'm giving you the Atas model a bit because why not? 114 brake horsepower, which, you know, is a lot in a small car.
In a compact car, yes.
Yes. And so it's got go, it's good looking, it has all the safety features and all the bells and whistles that you will come to expect from an Audi, even though it is an entry-ish model. It is an entry model, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could say, I mean, it's basically the I would say the most affordable...
The baby Audi?
The baby Audi, yeah, I would say definitely you're right, the baby Audi. But there is nothing baby about the way it drives, that's the thing I want to say. Right, I've driven two different variants. I've driven the 2 liter one in when I was in Germany, and
okay, but that's a pocket rocket.
Yeah, but even so, the 1 liter one that Singapore is offering, the 3-cylinder turbocharged, wonderful car to pilot. I think looks wise is very It's all up to individuals. Some people prefer the predecessor. Some people prefer the current generation. I don't really care. I think both looks good. I think I'm more into the whole drive, how the car performs on the road. It's a lot of fun. It's not crazy quick, but it offers a lot of fun. It has got a lot of character.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know me, Julian.
Yes, bring it on.
I if you're gonna fork out $133,000 for an Audi, then why wouldn't you fork out a bit more and buy a bigger Audi?
Like the Audi A3, you mean?
Right. I mean, it's not that much more expensive, you know. It's less than $10,000 more expensive, and you could already get an A3 sedan.
Well, okay, you're right. You will actually get a lot more car for the amount you're paying. But obviously, it's a different segment targeting different group of buyers, and sometimes good things come in very small packages, and that's just the Audi A1.
You're just biased because you are small and you think you're a good thing.
Hey, man, I'm just saying the truth, man.
No, it's not. You are not a good thing. You're annoying.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment, but no, in all seriousness, yes, I may actually buy the A3 over the A1, but only for practical reasons.
Yes, because your wife is a saner person than you are.
Fortunately or unfortunately, yes, you are right. You are absolutely right. But if I had things my way, I think I'll definitely go for the A1 Sportback. It has got a lot more character, it's less boring, it's less predictable. Comes in a range of funky colours, I must say.
Yes.
The test car was what, in yellow or something?
Yes,
I don't even know what's the name.
You looked adorable next to a yellow car. The car itself, I don't know about adorable. You looked adorable next to a yellow car.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. But so that is the Audi A1. The one thing that I will say about the A1 is I was a mini driver for a long time. And when you have a car that's that compact, handling is fantastic.
Yeah.
So that makes it a lot fun, you know, a lot of fun to drive. Maybe more fun to drive than the A3, but the A3 really is more practical. Now, if you're looking at a sedan and you're looking at helping the you know, planet, then maybe you want to consider the A4 sedan mild hybrid. Don't you love that term, mild hybrid?
Yeah, I know. There are a lot of mild hybrids in Singapore now from different car makers, of course, and I just don't know what they mean.
I don't know what is mild and what is not mild, and what, you know, is it mild and normal and full bodied and hot? Usually, I think of mild as in a flavor of mala, but that's just me.
No. This Audi A4 has got this mild hybrid, which is a 12-volt system that's integrated into the drivetrain. Mm. It's actually quite cool because, while hybrids actually help fuel economy by a fair bit, this mild hybrid system only helps to improve the fuel consumption very slightly. So it doesn't really fundamentally change the way the car feels. It's still very comfortable, very quiet, very smooth, very, very highly refined.
Okay, so can I just say that the fuel economy on this A4 sedan mild hybrid is supposed to be about 16.5 kilometers per liter. I've never seen it.
Okay, when we actually drove the car for about 5 days in total, and we managed to clock some 13.5 kilometers per liter.
Of course,
I'm talking about sensible driving, real world sensible driving.
Oh, stop insulting me and pretend you're not. Yes, real world sensible driving and urban driving is slightly different. It is harder on fuel economy when you are driving in stop go traffic. That whatever kind of car you're driving, that's the truth. But I will say that the A4 didn't feel like a hybrid, which is a big plus for me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I didn't even think of the whole hybrid. Like, it just did not occur to me. You know what I mean? You just get into a car and just tell yourself, there is normal hybrid technology in this car.
Just drive it like a normal car. It feels like a normal car. So that whole hybrid experience doesn't actually annoy the people that are annoyed by it. I am annoyed by the whole hybrid technology, by the way, or electric car technology even more so. And I wasn't annoyed in the least bit by this car. So that is a plus. Even though, you know, you keep saying this technology is here to stay. Whatever technology is introduced into a car, I feel should make the car better, not worse.
But I think this mild hybrid in the A4 is primarily conceived to work in the background of the car.
So it does.
You won't really...
Don't notice it. And that's nice. Exactly. I like that.
I like it. I actually enjoy the A4 very much. I think it's one of the... easily the most comfortable car in this class.
Easily not cheap either.
Unfortunately.
Listing between 182 and 192,000. Again, you can get all kinds of deals if you go and be nice to the salesman on the showroom floor. But this is list, and we have to give you list.
I'm sure Transactor would be lower, but you're absolutely right. We should give you list. But then again, I'm sure it'll be lower. You're buying an Audi. What are you expecting?
This is true. I mean, there is a certain expectation of price points when you go into a showroom like Audi's. Now, there is also a certain expectation of quality and performance when you go into an Audi showroom. And here are some of my favorite cars on the planet. The RS line.
You are so predictable.
I know, right? I love the RS cars so much. I am a former RS owner myself until I realized I wasn't wealthy enough to afford one. Realistically.
Excellent.
But these are amazing cars. And I am waiting for my test drive of the RSQ3, so you are going to tell them about it.
Yes, well, I didn't exactly try the RSQ3. It was more the RSQ3 Sportback. Now, that car is... You cannot miss it because of the color. It's green. And I'm not talking about, like, any ordinary green.
Oh, it's
color.
Like Kermit the Frog green?
No. It's like a little brighter than that. It's not that Kermit.
There isn't brighter than Kermit the Frog.
No. If memory serves correctly, no. It's got this hue to it, a very nice hue to it. A lot nicer than Q8's Dragon Orange, for sure. I don't really know if the name is going to be Kermit Green, but I'm telling you, this car is going to catch a lot of eyes. A lot of eyes. When I drove it around, I was actually very conscious. Like, you know, such a color on such a car. It's very nice, by the way. It's very fitting of the car. For some reason, it's very, very befitting. It doesn't feel like it's weird, out of place, trying too hard. None of those nonsense at all. But I get very conscious when I drive this because I want to try the car like a madman. You know what I mean?
You are a madman. So you just drove like your normal, natural self.
Yeah, so can you imagine if I don't want all eyes to be on me when I'm doing some... practicing some hooliganism on the road. I don't want any eyes to be on me. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's just me. So we're talking about a 2.5-litre, five-cylinder engine that produces, I think, close to 400 brake horsepower and 480 Nm of torque. Now, I'm talking about almost 400 brake horsepower. You know how much that is? It's insane, eh?
You know, a reasonable person will say nobody ever needs that kind of power. Now, as I say again, a former RS driver, my response to anyone who says that is, shut up. You don't need it, but it's nice to have.
Yeah, obviously. I just wanted to say that, actually. Yeah, we don't need that, but it's definitely nice to have. Do I need 480 Nm of torque? Not on a daily basis, but it's always good because when I enter slip road, I can actually merge with ease.
I can top that, though. Now, we talked about the A4 mild hybrid. Now, I want to say that the A4 is actually quite pretty. I've always been very partial to how A4s look with every generation. But the current generation is actually quite pretty. So when you put those flares on it and you beef it up and you, you know, with the RS4 and the RS5, ooh, they're handsome. And we're talking about the RS5 now because that was the last Audi that I test drove just a few weeks ago. 600 Newton meters of torque, babe. Who needs that? But it's nice to have.
It is. It is very, very nice to have. I cannot, I really cannot deny that. And the car, but the car was really a beast. Really.
But she was such a well-behaved beast.
Of course, of course, of course. We're talking about 2.9 liters V6 twin turbocharged engine produces what, 440 over
450
horsepower. Crazy, that's insane. It's insane. When you can do the Sentry Sprint in 3.9 seconds flat, you are almost in that whole high-end supercar territory. You're almost there.
Yes, and you know the thing that was amazing about it is but and then the car just feels like you want to go that to you want to go 110. Okay. You sure you want to go faster?
Easy, easy. Getting a bit boring, like, oh, like, I don't care.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, but still. I remember, obviously the prices have already changed since the last COE bidding, because when we took out this car, it was, I don't know, God knows when, it was quite a while back.
Right now it is listing at slightly under $400,000, so we're talking about a very different price point. We're not talking about practical everyday car. We're talking about the everyday performance of a performance car. So we're giving you options on every, you know, from both sides of the spectrum. Their entry-level model, which is the A1.
Yep.
The mid-range models, which is the A3 and the A4s. And then we come into the performance cars of the RSQ3, what, Sportback, you just said, which I haven't driven yet and I am looking forward to it. And then the RS5, which is all performance. And I will say this, as a former RS driver, the one thing that you will say about the car is comfort wasn't their first priority. But in the new RS5, I found her a lot more comfortable than the car I used to own was.
Excellent choice.
So that was actually very, very interesting, because you have the performance, but if you want to drive her around city traffic, she's also very comfortable. She didn't used to be so comfortable.
Right, right, right. You know what I feel is a waste? I feel that it's a waste that Audi isn't going to make an RS1 or an S1 at least for 2021. I could be wrong, I don't know, but this is just me, because the previous generation S1, which wasn't available in Singapore, wasn't exactly the best-selling car. It was incredibly expensive for the brand to produce, so I think this time around they're just going to do without the S1, but I would love, love, love to be behind the wheel of one.
Okay. I'm not sure how to react to that, but okay.
It's an S1, such a desirable car.
Yeah, so is the S3.
Okay. S3 any time.
Okay,
know, but
so
not
we, now we've
S1.
Shown Audi a lot of love. Pointed out quite a few models that someone who is buying a car and isn't terribly concerned about the COE prices, whichever way they are going, are. But I have to say, my choice for Star Buy this week is the Audi A1, because it is a very practical choice. Yes, I know, I'm shocking you with that. I personally wouldn't buy it, but that is because I like sedans. But I think that the A1 is a star buy.
A1 is a star buy, of course, of course, of course, of course. Are you insane? Of course the A1 is a star buy. I'll take the A1 any day of the week.
We actually agree sometimes.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah, don't
sometimes
get used to it.
Sometimes once in a blue moon.
Mind you, I think it's the star buy because it's well priced, it's a good size for a small family. But if I, you know, touch Toto tomorrow, I would be going out and buying the RS5.
Excellent. I hope you do. You know what?
Touch Toto or buy the RS5?
I think Toto has to come first. That is without doubt. So Toto has to come first.
Indeed. And on that note, that is Audi. Next week, I think we're talking about members of the family, right? Skoda and Volkswagen.
Yes.
That comes next week on Chasing Cars. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian, co-editor from SG Carmart. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.